Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, in chronological order. Today we're in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Great book, Deuteronomy. They made several movies about it, believe it or not. So in Deuteronomy chapter 11, and it's a great, great book, and it's talking about the blessings of obedience. So the title of today's lesson is The Blessings of Obedience. You do right, good things happen. You do wrong, bad things happen. So let's just start picking this up. Chapter 11, verse 1. You must love the Lord your God always. Obey his requirements, his decrees, his regulations, his commands. Keep in mind that I'm not talking about now to your children who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord your God or seen his greatness or his strong hand, his powerful arm. They didn't see the miraculous signs and wonders he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and all the land. They didn't see what the Lord did to the armies of Egypt and to their horses and their chariots, how he drowned them in the Red Sea. And they were, as they were chasing, he destroyed them. They have not recovered to this very day. Your children didn't see how the Lord cared for you in the wilderness till you arrived here. They didn't see what he did to Dathan and Abram and the son of Eliab and the descendant of Reuben when the earth opened the mouth and swallowed them up. Now, he's repeating himself. He's repeating himself over and over. So I'm going to take just a minute and explain to you. Every generation is one generation away from departing from God. The Bible talks about how we're supposed to teach our children, train our children. Whom shall we teach the deep doctrine of God? Those weaned from the mothers, line upon line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. The biggest command God ever gave when he made Adam and Eve was to train and teach their children. Because it doesn't happen automatically. They don't just get it, just doesn't float down from heaven. They have to be taught. And they have to be trained. Every generation has to be taught and trained. If they're not taught and trained the word of God, they're going to believe stupid. And that's why bad things happen. So God's trying to rehearse what happened to the people before. Listen, I'm trying to bless you, but you saw what happened to those that didn't obey me. Bad things happen. The earth swallowed them up, you know, along with their household, their tents, and everything that belonged to them. But you have seen the Lord perform all these mighty deeds with your own eyes. Verse 8, therefore be careful to obey every command I'm giving today, so you may have strength to go in and take all the land that you're about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land that God swore to give you and your ancestors and your descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you're about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches for your food as a vegetable garden. Rather, it is a land you will soon take over, a land of hills and valleys, a land with plenty of rain, a land the Lord God cares for. He watches over through each season of every year. If you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today, if you love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and soul, then he will send rains in the proper season, the early rains, the late rains. Then you can bring your harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil. He's going to give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and yourselves will have all you want to eat. Now, that's a great promise, because most people, you know, there's a lot of people in the world are starving every day. You know, they estimate maybe a quarter to a third of people in America are hungry every day. And God's promising in his word, I will see that you're never hungry. I'll see that you never go without. I'll see that you live in a land of plenty. God is trying to bless. He's been trying to bless since day one. But you need to be willing. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So we need the willingness and obedience to start off with. Be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky. He will hold back the rain. The ground will fail to produce its harvest. And then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord has given you. So commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Take them in your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up. Write them on the doorposts of your house. Write them on your gates. so that as long as the sky remains above, your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. What's God wanting? He wants my children to flourish. I made a little sticker out of there. What does God want? He wants my children to flourish. What do you want, God? I want your children to flourish. How are they going to do that? By obeying the word of God. Well, they can't obey what they don't know. So that's why the command to teach. Verse 22, be careful to obey all these commands I'm giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. Then the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and much stronger than you. Then you will take over their land. Whatever you set your foot on, that land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness south to Lebanon in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east, all the way to the Mediterranean Sea of the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause the people to fear and dread you, as he promised, wherever you go over in the whole land. Now, there's so many stories that I taught the Bible for 10 years in a great school, every day, 171 days a year. And we went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. And God, over and over and over and over, God promised, if you fear me, I'm going to bless you. If you fear me, I'm going to bless you. So verse 26, look today what I'm giving you, the choice between a blessing and a curse. You'll be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving today, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from them and worship gods you have not known before. Verse 29, when the Lord your God brings you forth into the land and helps you take possession of it, you must pronounce a blessing at Mount Gerizim and then the curse at Mount Ebal. These two mountains, the west of Jordan and the Jordan River and the land of the Canaanites who lived there in the Jordan Valley near the town of Gilgal, not far from the Oaks of Moreh, for you are to cross the Jordan River to take over the land the Lord God has given you. When you take that land and you're living in it, you must be careful to obey all the decrees and regulations I'm giving today. Now, he's repeating himself over and over and over and over. Listen, just do what I'm asking. Just do what I'm asking you to do. You'll be blessed. Be obedient. I'm going to go back to verse 26. Look, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. God said, I'm giving you a choice. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. But you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you've not known before. I'll say it again. When the Lord your God brings you into the land and helps you take possession of it, you must pronounce a blessing at Mount Gerizim and the curse of Mount Ebal. These two mountains on the west of the Jordan River in the land of the Canaanites who live in the Jordan Valley near the town of Gilgal. You're about to cross the Jordan River and take the land the Lord has given you. When you take the land you're living in it, you must be careful to obey all the decrees the Lord has given you. So God's saying over and over, look, if you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, I'll give you a blessing. So our kids, listen, if this is not your daddy bless you, your dad's trying to get God bless you. But your dad's trying to pass on what got your dad blessed. I'm not perfect. I'm not the smartest person on the planet, but I did find Jesus. And he found me, and I said yes to him. And I started going to church, started reading my Bible. I'm not perfect. You do not have a perfect father, but you have a godly father and a godly mother. And we do fear God. We pray to every Father, teach us to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. So it's a very simple, simple process. That God's got all the books of the Bible, 66 books. He repeats himself over and over. If you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So I pray it every day. Father, please, please, again, today, teach me and my family to fear you. But the fear of God is the beginning of that wisdom. And I just simply, if you're going through something, you work today, or your kids, your marriage, your parenting style, just talk to God. Just talk out loud, Father, I need some help here. Father, I need some help. I need you to give me some wisdom. I need you to talk to me when I go to sleep, when I get up. You promised you wouldn't, Deuteronomy. You'd talk to me all the time. When I lay down, when I get up, when I walk during the day, you will never leave me nor forsake me. And I have to quote that every now and then. Because there's times you go through and you realize, man, what's going on? I don't know, but it doesn't look good. God, I need some wisdom. I need some favor. You promised to surround the righteous with a shield of divine favor. So I claim divine favor today in the eyes of employers, employees, neighbors, relatives. Lord, I'm claiming a shield of divine favor. People are going to like me and not even know why they like me. And you got to claim it. You just got to go after it. And so God's given blessings, but he's also given warnings. Here, I'm going to go left. Don't go right. Do this. Don't do this. He's so simple. He's not trying to make a game out of it. God's very simple, and he does things on purpose. So we just make sure, Father, we want to be willing and obedient. Help us as a family to be willing and obedient that we might live well. And the people ask us, I want my relatives, I want my neighbors, I want my friends. Man, why are you so blessed? Well, we fear God. Why has God blessed you? Well, we fear God. Man, you're lucky. There's no such thing as luck. There's not good luck. There's not bad luck. There's God and the devil. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. And what we want, we just want people to know that we're blessed because we fear God. We're blessed because we fear God. It's not our IQ. It's not our GPA. It's not any of that. It's that we fear God. And God promised to bless everything we set our hand to. And that's what the testament's going to be. So, guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time as we go through more scripture. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.